Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BoxingWiz.com.
You've seen what he did on Facebook, right?
I'm ready.
Listen, I'm gonna make a motherfucking emoji like this. Look.
Donald D. Beyonce production.
I'm ready.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. We're live right now as Showtime is live with the Wilder Ortiz Brooklyn Barclays Center weigh-in. Both men weighed in, both men stepping off the scales. We're here to give you our immediate reactions. I got my co-hosts on the line heading out to the Golden State.
This
is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingWiz.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just want the guy. I wish.
BoxingWiz.com.
Yes, the hipsters here. Haters beware. And Luis Ortiz and Deontay Wilder have just weighed in. They're about to face off. Final face off before they enter the ring. I'm hyped. I'll be honest. Even though there was some difficulties in the beginning of the broadcast with communication, I'm hyped. I think this is a huge heavyweight fight. This is the biggest fight since Lennox Lewis, Vitaly Klitschko. This is big. There's some animosity between these two guys and some mutual respect. I think that's a great combination. Can't wait to see this face off between them and see, you know, what the energy is like.
Well, I mean, the energy is definitely staged. Luis Ortiz was already putting back on his shirt. They made him take it off, and now he's just standing there waiting for that final face-off. I guess they felt that it would be a little more dramatic, shirts and or shirtless, right? All skins, Matt. Champion definitely has the challenger just waiting. Must be cold in the atrium over there in the Barclays Center. I don't know. But I expected a little more animosity. I hope we get it here in this final face-off. Maybe Wilder's putting on those sneakers, making sure he could do the juke move. If anything pops off, right? Like, I mean,
like there's any animosity in the press conference face-off?
We got it. We got an official. Now we got them side by side here. They're staring in. I mean, I don't even know what to take out of these face-offs anymore, man. Rigo had me fooled, bro. I thought Rigo was keeping it real. I mean, Luis Ortiz is shorter, but he seems thicker. You could tell his shoulders are thicker, arms.
Definitely heavier.
Definitely heavier, but Wilder looks like a man on a mission.
Yeah, and he also just looks like a better like athlete, let's be honest.
Really? I mean, Ortiz looks good, I think.
He does look good, but I mean, when you think of an athlete, a guy that can do a lot of things athletically, you think of a guy that looks like Wilder more than a guy that looks like Ortiz.
Well, this isn't a bodybuilding competition, Matt. So the way they look really doesn't matter. It's about how they perform in the ring, no?
True. But I mean, you oftentimes go on about the physique of a guy and what that can mean for preparation and such. Yeah, I think you can take something from it.
They both did their signature calling. Deontay yelling out bomb squad and King Kong pounding on his chest. I felt as King Kong gave him that final gaze. We got Jim Gray there. You want to give me some audio?
Yes, I can give you some audio.
Deontay came in a little bit lighter than what we're used to, 214 and change. Does that suggest to Luis any kind of change strategy for Deontay Wilder?
Luis, Deontay.
How much? 214?
214, bro. 214. That's low.
Y mejor si cambia alguna la tragedia.
Nosotros estamos preparados para lo que venga. Campo de entrenamiento fue al 100%. Y nada, esto se va a ver el sábado de la noche, mañana.
Says absolutely not. The training camp was prepared for, you know, whatever Deontay Wilder was going to bring to the ring, whether it was a runner, a puncher, a wrestler, whatever he wants to do, we train for it. So no problem.
Specifically, what is it about Deontay's game that Luis feels he can take advantage of tomorrow night?
específicamente qué es lo que tiene Deontay como boxeador que usted piensa y cogerle el fallo.
We're gonna listen to the whole.
I thought we were. I didn't know if we were or not. Because you want to hear Wilder's?
I mean, I just think Showtime's doing that might cause some issues in the future. No,
it could. It could. It's not music. That's why I'm not concerned. You know, if this was Showtime music, I would be more concerned.
I mean, go for it.
You know, for previous
Tommy Morrison, go for it.
Come fight night, he's prepared to do. He's experienced to do it. He's been waiting his whole career to do this as a pro, and definitely as an amateur, never dreamed to be here. He's not losing tomorrow.
Good luck. Buena suerte. Thank you, Armin.
Now your man's turn.
Yo, that Corona girl with the black hair is crazy.
Yo, did you see how she's
been that good for all these years?
Deontay, 214 and change. A little bit lighter than what we're used to with you. You're always around 220, 222. What does that mean? Is there any significance to it? And was it intentional?
That don't mean nothing. I'm going to let the world know that weight don't mean a thing. It's all mental at the end of the day. Like I said, I'd rather be the part than look the part. I've shown y'all many a times that no matter what the weight is, I put these guys on their ass, and that's what I come to do Saturday night. Over and over again, all my guys have outweighed me, so that's nothing. That's nothing compared to where I've came from. That's nothing compared to where I'm going. So come Saturday night, y'all in for a treat, babe. I can't wait.
Everybody seems to think this is your toughest test to date as a pro. Do you agree with that?
We'll see when we get in the ring. You know, on paper, he looked good against the opposition that he faced, but he's never faced a Brian Svama. He's never faced a guy that got more killer instinct than him. He's never faced a guy that just really want to rip his head off, and I do mean really want to put him down. So I am the best. I say I'm the best. I claim the best, and I'm ready to show it come Saturday night that I'm the best in the world.
You did it once already. Give us one more bomb squad.
Bomb squad!
Good luck, Deontay.
Crowd's definitely behind Deontay there.
I'm not surprised. He's fought at the Barclays before. He's been in New York. He's done the press circuit there as well. Luis Ortiz is, I mean, other than Miami, I mean, does he really draw anywhere? And even then, I don't think he's ever, I can't remember the last time he fought in Miami.
So what could we take out of a heavyweight weigh-in? I mean, Stavern didn't show any signs of, oh, I'm going to get flattened in the first round at the weigh-in.
I don't know about that. It definitely seemed like Wilder was the alpha there, was the dominant guy in that equation. Luis Ortiz at least seems like he's acting the part. Like he's acting like a good foil to Deontay Wilder. Like Wilder says, whether that actually happens in the ring, we're going to find out tomorrow. But what we can take away from this weigh-in is that both guys are in tremendous shape, probably the best shape of their respective careers.
Yeah, Wilder being 214 is a bit shocking. I've always known him to be 220, 225. Shit, I remember when I first started going out there, he said he wanted to try to get up to 250.
Heck, Mike Tyson weighed 214 numerous times in this fight, and that's a guy that you thought was really small. I mean, weight-wise, Wilder is a small heavyweight.
Mm-hmm.
Size and frame wise, he's a giant one. But Tyson Fury, for example, has the same frame as Wilder, but has 40 extra pounds on average when he was fighting.
So, Matt, I got to ask you,
mm-hmm.
Did he look 1,000?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, again, I mean.
Oh, wow. So you're agreeing with Dillian White. Did Luis Ortiz look 1,000 years old?
Oh, I thought you just jumping up from 100 to 1,000. I'm like, yeah, he looks great. Like, oh, he look 1,000 years old? No.
Dillian White is such a troll.
Yo, but Dillian White, here's the thing. Dillian White's so smart because he says, I think Wilder's going to win, but, you know, Ortiz is 1,000 years old. So, you know, who really cares?
Nah, that ain't even what he said. He said,
right, you bet.
He said I've seen Wilder get dropped and knocked out in sparring, but Ortiz is 1,000 years old.
That's a great way to hedge your bets because you're saying that, oh, Wilder can get knocked out, but Ortiz is super old.
So you can call it a backhanded compliment. Like, oh, I've seen him get knocked out, but he'll beat the old guy. Like, Jesus Christ. we'll see, man. I mean, weight, looks, age, none of that's going to matter until Saturday night. I'm rooting for that first rounder.
Of course you are. You put a bet on it.
Did I? Put a bet on a bunch of shit in the first half.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, man. Me and Bro.
When it goes to like the seventh round and you're really pissed off.
I got a cover all bet. So
oh,
I,
you did? Okay.
Yeah, man. I did a parlay.
Okay.
So that I could be able to still root to the end and recuperate everything I bet. So that last bet is the fail safe and it'll bring it all back plus some profit. So.
Did you hit
Benjamin Franklin said Ness is going to be homeless. Yo, hater for sure. Hater for sure. Yeah, man. You know, final face off, though, what I will say is that the original height advantage, it's starting to look less. Maybe it's because we're finally starting to see them side by side more and more. I just wonder, will Wilder actually use that height advantage come fight night? I mean, you and I have seen him in sparring sometimes not necessarily take advantage of his physical attributes.
Yeah, and then I don't know who was saying it before the weigh-in started. I know you weren't listening to it, but Paulie, I think, was saying it that Wilder at times will fight a little bit more reckless, but that's usually when he senses a hurt opponent. When he senses a weakness, he'll start acting that way more. When Wilder is faced with a test in his own eyes, we've seen Wilder dial it back down to the basics, the fundamentals. I think that is what we're going to see here, that Wilder really stick to a game plan here, like he did for the Bermaine-Stavern fight. We're going to see that version of Wilder in this fight on Saturday, in my opinion. So hopefully he doesn't do the fucking karate stance, you know, juke moves that he likes to do, because that will give advantages to Luis Ortiz that he doesn't need to give him.
According to you, the same guy that says he can knock him out in the first.
And other people. I mean, Paulie even said that. So, I mean, Paulie's respectable.
The same guy that says he can't knock him out in the first, right? But check out this logic, right? I went back and thought about this. I went back and thought about this yesterday.
Oh, okay. That's dangerous.
My girlfriend was like, oh, you really think he's going to win? Put 100 of my money. I'm like, nah. Me losing my money is one thing. You know what I mean? I ain't got no intentions with this. Like, I'm going into this as a loss. So if I lose, it is what it is. She's like, but you think he's really going to win? I'm like, well, statistically, he's got about 49% first round knockout ratio. You know, and when we said it on the show, we kind of overlooked that. But I don't think you could find anyone else whose resume indicates such a stat.
But Ness, then you're overlooking the stat of how many first round knockouts does he have since he won the title.
Absolutely.
And that check to me out. Is a more accurate statistic for this.
Don't fight. Worry about it. I'm bringing it all into perspective for you.
Oh, we have to go back into this fucking bet that you're doing.
Thing, right?
We can go to callers and leave the show, do another one. But no, we're going to talk about this first round fucking KO bet.
No, it's not about the KO bet. It's about a theory behind it, right? Like in terms of people saying, well, it's a dumb bet, right? Because I'm pretty sure anybody that bet on Bermaine-Stavern 2 first round, all right, don't just smirk. Think. Put your fucking thinking cap on now. Take off your hater hat. Put your thinking cap on and tell me who in their right mind bet Bermaine to be knocked out in the first when he was the only man on Deontay Wilder's entire resume that made it all 12.
I bet the odds were much closer than 2,800.
Sure they are. That's easy for you to say today where you can't find the odds. And you can brush off this conversation, but the fact still remains, no one was expecting the man that didn't get knocked out to get knocked out in the first.
And so
it's the same scenario. No one is expecting the man that's never been down, who is allegedly the better opposition, to get knocked out. That's all I'm saying, bro. That's all I'm saying.
First off, then you it's not the same scenario. Bermain had gone down. Bermain had lost. Bermain's not the boogeyman. Bermain is not fucking Luis Ortiz, man. That's why it's not the same situation. And you even said that as much. So again, statistically speaking, when Wilder's faced with a higher level of opponents, he does not get that first round knockout per those statistics. And to me, that matters. And just because he knocked out Bermain Stiverne, who had the worst comeback after that loss to Wilder I've ever seen in a professional's career. Yeah, I'm not that shocked. It wasn't that surprising. Bermain Stiverne did nothing after that comeback. Looked awful in the comeback. Was knocked down in the comeback wins that he arguably lost against subpar competition. Luis Ortiz is a fucking monster, man. I'm picking Wilder
monster,
to win. Come on, man.
Monster my ass.
He's the top three heavyweights in the world.
His three fights with Matchroom, they look like a fucking comeback, okay?
Oh, and then you look at fights for with like Eric Molina with Wilder.
Much better.
Look at fights with Wilder, and he does not look great.
Let's be honest here.
Same thing with Wilder, Ness. What are you talking about?
Listen to me. Let's be honest. The three fights he had, Malik Scott, David Allen, and Daniel Martz. Three fights he had with matter of fact, Daniel Martz wasn't even with him, right?
That was
already with Heyman, no?
That was after the whole PD.
So he actually did Tony Thompson, Malik Scott, David Allen.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Tony Thompson, Malik Scott, both reputable names. He got the knockout over Tony Thompson in Washington, D.C., you know. And unlike Wilder, who got a first-round knockout, which we're speaking of, right, he got a unanimous decision with Malik Scott, okay? Then he knocked out David Allen, but we all seen him struggle. Mm-hmm. Even with Daniel Martz, he didn't look – He just hasn't been looking like King Kong. So, again, when we talk about, Bermain had the worst comeback in the history. I mean, yo, last I checked, Lewis hasn't been looking like a boogeyman. Let's just be honest. Because on paper, he is the biggest threat. Or on paper, he's Deontay's best opponent. Like, man, his last couple of fights, is that what you're going to put your money on? No, that's why you're not picking him, because he ain't been looking good in his last three, okay? In his last three. No one even, yo, everyone contemplated, everyone Ness, just like.
Ness, come on, tennis, come on.
Tennis, yeah, right, whatever, tennis.
let's be real here. If you're going to start looking at those fights and saying, hey, he looks suspect in those, again, Gerald Washington, Du Hoppus, Spielka.
Gerald Washington? A fucking fourth-round knockout of a top-10 heavyweight?
It was a sixth-round or seventh-round knockout, first
off. Fourth round.
Sure. Can you please
fourth check? Round. I'm going to double-check, but let's see.
Can you please check that while I finish my point, and then you can go on, because you only picked one fight out of five I mentioned, or six. Let's be honest here. Wilder has looked suspect in some of his title defenses. And if you're not going to at least be objective and say, hey, both guys, Ortiz and Wilder, have looked suspect in fights that they should not have looked suspect in, then come on, Ness, you're being biased here.
I guess if you want to say he's looked suspect, I mean, I've heard the Wilder haters say that Arthur Spielka landed some punches.
He did. That was a good fight. That was a
competitive. I remember Floyd Mayweather haters saying that Maidana landed some punches.
He did in the first fight.
I remember Castillo allegedly landed some punches.
Yeah, that's not deniable. I don't know. What are you saying here, Ness?
I'm saying that the man who allegedly got hands put on him still got the win, convincingly.
That's great, but he still got hands put on him.
But he didn't look suspect.
Hold on. When he's faced with a better opponent who can put better hands on him and more hands on him, so to speak, yeah, it becomes a part of the equation to pick in the fight.
So you're a better opponent. How are you better? How are we equating better if you're being stopped in five? That's less than half the fight.
You lose four rounds and then you win because you hurt him one time?
You never heard of a counterpuncher?
Okay.
Okay.
Suspect. You're losing rounds. When you're faced with a better opponent, again.
You know what, suspect? You know what, suspect, Matthew? Your hate is suspect and the fact that you...
All on this, you're only picking one fight. What about Duhapis? What about Spielker? What about Eric Molina, who hurt fucking Deontay Wilder? I mean, come on, man. Those guys are not a Lewis or
Deontay Wilder.
He did. Come on.
Yo, you believe this internet rhetoric. I mean, do you even see?
I watched the video. I've seen the fight. What are you talking about? He hurt him.
And you call it hurt because he, what, walked backwards? He was being punched, he had his hands up and walked back? That's so being hurt?
Definitely had the stanky leg for a bit. I don't know what you're talking about here.
Okay.
I feel like that's almost undeniable.
I love it though. I'm gonna tell you why I love it, because there was another guy that they did this, that they had to single out punches because they can't single out a fight because he doesn't lose.
I singled out six where he arguably was losing.
No,
arguably losing the Duhapis.
My friend,
arguably losing the fucking Spielker fight, and then he got the knockout, and he was losing the Gerald Washington fight, and then he got the knockout.
Matt.
He could lose every round to Luis Ortiz and then get a knockout in the 12th round.
Matt, you can do the dramatic voice with every name on his resume, but guess what? The script won't change. He still won.
I'm not denying that, but I'm saying he looks suspect.
You can get all dramatic.
Ortiz still won. Then, okay, Ness, with your logic, then Luis Ortiz still won. Luis Ortiz beat David Allen. Luis Ortiz beat Martz. Okay. Luis Ortiz beat him because he beat him, right? That's what we're talking about, just the ledger. We're not talking about how the fights look. Then, yeah, Luis Ortiz beat those guys. What are we talking about here, Ness?
I don't know. You took over the show. What are we talking about?
You were talking about how Luis Ortiz looks suspect against David Allen, Martz, Tony Thompson, Malik Scott. And then you want to say, oh, well, we can't do that with Wilder. No, we can.
No, that's I never crazy. Said that. You're putting words in my mouth.
You're acting that way. Come on, man.
You need
Come
to on. Do that to win the argument.
You're not keeping a buck here.
You need to do that to win the argument. Like, you need to cut me off every second to win the argument. I get it. We'll go to some callers, though. It's all right.
What have I said that's wrong?
Nothing.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Majid in Orlando, talk to us.
Yeah, man. I don't really got much to say other than, I mean, fight night come, we got to pick a winner, me. I'm hoping that Deontay Wilder knock that little Cuban the fuck out. We need to bring these belts, well, keep them in America. And I mean, everybody got flaws and everything, but I still got Deontay Wilder for knockout. He got that bronze medal, and you know what I'm saying, just going through the ranks, and it wasn't no ducking and dodging in. So what the fuck happened to Ortiz then? I got fucking Deontay Wilder. That's my pick.
Majid, thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Joey in Indiana. Joey, talk to us.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, Ness, man, I'm going to keep it simple, man. This fight ain't going to go past three rounds. I mean, Wilder is really going to make a statement. Like, I don't see how people just think just because they call Ortiz has a chance. Hey, I don't think he has zero chance. Like, Wilder's on another mission right now. And shout out to you guys, man. Them documentaries are awesome. But Wilder's he's just on another level right now, man. It's scary, bro. It's like scary level. Like, this dude's he's going to hurt this man tomorrow. So, enjoy the fight, but Wilder should get him out of here in three or less rounds, man.
All right, Joey. Well, thanks for calling in. Matt, with all the Mike Tyson talk yesterday and hate that Wilder's getting, I mean, Joey calling in saying he's on another level without him even fighting, kind of having that Mike Tyson effect, that intimidation effect, winning fights before actually stepping in the ring.
Even though, just to back you up when comparing Wilder to past legends, Paulie did that on the weigh-in show. He compared Wilder's jab to guys like Ali and guys like Lennox Lewis.
Well, since you want to say people comparing Wilder to Ali, I wanted to do its own show because I believe it's a troll-worthy show. I know all the Deontay haters will come out in full force. But Nazeem Richardson said that Deontay Wilder is the closest thing or something. I don't know. I sent you the quote. He either said it, the closest thing to Muhammad Ali or our version of Muhammad Ali. But guess who else said that maybe 3 years ago? Nesta fucking Gibbs. When it's all said and done, I'll be a legend. I'm just saying. We're going to go out to Northern California zone.
I won't deny it.
Hey. What's up, guys? Hey, man, I cannot wait till tomorrow, man. I mean, the heavyweight champion of the world fighting tomorrow, man. Deontay fucking Wilder. I'm excited for it. And there you go. Hey, let me tell you, man. Luis Ortiz is a monster. Are you kidding me? I mean, I watched the fight when he fought Malik Scott, man. That was boring. He's going to be a good name on Deontay's Wilder's resume. But I know as soon as Wilder dismantles him, Luis Ortiz is going to be discredited. They're going to take his age. If he doesn't look in shape, they're going to take anything from Wilder, and they're going to take it from him. So I already see that coming. I think AJ's. I thought I heard a noise. I think AJ's ducking. Eddie Hearn is the biggest AJ protector, in my opinion. That's what they're holding out, not fighting Wilder. But I can't wait till tomorrow, man. I think, like Joey said, man, Wilder's he's going to prove to the world, man. He's going to have to show everybody, and he's going to do it. Hopefully, he gets the opportunity against Anthony Joshua. That's what I got to say, bro.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Where do you rank in the heavyweight?
You're cutting out, Matt.
Where do you rank Ortiz in the heavyweight division, Lemon?
Okay, let's see here. One, two, I'd have to go with top five.
Okay.
Maybe and with him being number five. With him, I put him number five though.
Lemon.
Because I mean you'd have to put, I guess, yeah.
Thank you, brother. We're going to get to some other callers. Keep the phone lines moving. Matt, I do want to say Lemon brought up something about AJ followers. And, you know, we talk about it here a lot, how they're protectors. And I just want to be Morpheus.
You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Scorsese, come out that rabbit hole, baby.
I don't think I'm no hater, so I don't know if that was right for me. But I got to say, man, Ortiz, he's slow, he old. It's these facts, man. Like, I don't care if you're mad about it or not, if you're a Wilder fan. The fact is, he's slow, he old, he's small, and he fat. You know, Wilder should do work on him. The reason we question Willie Dewar is because we question Deontay Wilder for what Matt was saying. My man got the eyes swole out by Dewar Pie. He been getting out backs from time to time. Is he starting to look better? Is he going back with his hands up like willow trees, you know, still today? Nah, not as much. And those little slight improvements, man, that on this level, that shit might help. So... I don't like the shit he been doing as of late, but I'm not finna let that skew me on what looked like an easy pick right now. It looked like Wilder should lay this motherfucker out, man. And no Luis Ortiz. I don't give a damn if he's rated 2-3. Heavyweight ain't deep. It ain't deep. Luis Ortiz is not a monster. If you compare Earl, if you call Errol Spence the boogeyman and a monster, you can't call Luis Ortiz the same thing. You got to call him something under that. You got to call him, I don't know. Boo, you got to call him Peekaboo. If Errol Spence is a real monster under the bed, you got to call Luis Ortiz just regular old Peekaboo, bro. Because this man ain't stopping and looking like you saying, yo, he's the next. He He is now. If you fight him now, even though he's just a contender, nah, it ain't popping like that with him. Luis Ortiz, okay opponent. It is what everything I say is real. Old, slow, fat. Is he skilled? Yeah, but maybe too skilled, too old, too slow, too soft to perform the way he knows how to perform. So I'm going with Wilder, man. I'm going Wilder. And it should be vicious. If not, it's the biggest L of the century.
Yo, on behalf of Team Wilder, I'm going to go ahead and accept that backhanded compliment, Scorsese.
Hold on. If he lose the fight, let me say this. It's the biggest L of the 21st century for any boxer so far. Because the way he's been talking, the size, all of the, it would be the, and Wilder has accomplished nothing. So everybody else like Lewis that got knocked out, Jones, Pac-Man, they all can say, look at everything I done before or after that. My man would have just like, yo, everybody told you you wasn't shit and you wasn't shit. And he would take the biggest L of the century. I'm rooting for him in this one because I want to see Joshua Wilder. Hopefully he stopped the coon and shit he be doing, but I think he going to fuck this old dude up.
Come on, man. Get out of here. You're talking crazy now. Let's head on out to...
Before we go to the next caller, I just want to address a couple of things I've been hearing, just the narrative that's already being displayed here. They were already discrediting Luis Ortiz. Lemon did, even. He said he's not a monster. Lemon says he's a top five heavyweight. So if we're not going to give top five level defenses, title defenses, the credit and just due that they deserve, then we're not going to like anything after AJ and Wilder fight. Like, if we're not going to like two top five guys fighting each other and we're going to start discrediting it before the fight even starts, I mean, I don't understand. Like, we're on boxing fans are on some hater shit if that's the narrative that we're already using. This is a great fucking fight. Luis Ortiz is a monster. He is a great contender, and he should be Deontay Wilder's toughest test. Like, I think those are just undeniable facts of this fight.
Matt, if he gets knocked down and then stops Luis Ortiz a la AJ, he's a bum. 732, you're out. That's what the world will say. That's what the world will say. 732, you want to talk? 732, going once. Going twice. We're going to drive by Mo, Matt, before it gets too ugly in here. We're going to drive by. Giving you 30 seconds to get your words in. And then you're getting to cut it. That's how it's working this time around. We got to go. We're going to Gary in Dallas. Talk to me.
I went out pretty hard on that because Mike Tyson fanboy stuff, but he's right. Ortiz is a really good fighter, top three or four heavyweight. I think Wilder will get the knockout, but I think Ortiz is going to be ahead on points, and Wilder's not going to look great doing it. But I do think Wilder will get knocked out about 8 or 9 rounds. But that's the voice of reason, you say. Ortiz is really good. That's all I got.
Gary, thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
We're going out to – what's up?
Thank you, Gary.
We're going out to the David Bean. Oh, he dropped off. So we're going out to Zach Voss. Zach Voss, where are you calling in from, my friend? ZV?
Yeah, I'm calling in from the UK, man.
What's up, brother? Turn your headset down just a bit and talk to us, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Go ahead, Zach. That was an accident.
Yeah. I think Ortiz is going to old man him.
He's going to old man him?
Yeah, I think he's going to school him, man. Give him a boxing lesson.
Okay. I mean, that's not what you're rooting for, though, right? Because you want to see AJ Wilder, don't you?
No, I want to see AJ Wilder, but I'm glad this fight is happening because we're finally seeing Wilder in there with a credible opponent, and I think people have got to look at that and give Wilder credit for jumping in there, you know?
Yeah. I hear you.
But, I think we'll see. We'll see what Wilder's made of. If he can't beat Ortiz and Ortiz beats him, then he's just been a hype job, really, innit?
Well, we'll see if you're right about that. Listen, this is a drive-by. We're giving everybody 30 seconds. Gave you about a minute there. Thanks again for calling in. We're going out to Leto in Arkansas. Talk to me.
Hey. One of the things I see with this fight is I look at the energy of both fighters, and I have to say that when I see them face off, Deontay Wilder seeing something inside of Lewis' face that he said, I'm matching an equivalent energy, even though I might be younger, but I have something to deal with here. I don't think Deontay Wilder is going to walk through him. Maybe Deontay may get him on a judge's decision, but it's not going to be a knockout, because one thing we have to pay attention to is look at the energy. Look at the movement.
Leto, got to cut you off, baby. 30 seconds, baby. I don't want to hit anybody with the cut. Sometimes I feel like it's a bit offensive, even though sometimes I feel like it's super entertaining. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm in a good mood today. But Leto, it is 30 seconds drive by Oni. We're going to Saucy Boy in Oakland, home of Andre Ward.
S-O-G. That's right. To all the people out there that aren't going to give Deontay Wilder credit for this win, y'all better give him credit for this win. Luis Ortiz is a top five heavyweight, no doubt about it. I don't care if the heavyweight division is deep or not. You still have to be able to be something to get in that top five. So Deontay Wilder better give credit. This is going to be a third-round knockout. I don't think Luis Ortiz is the same fighter he was in the amateurs. He looks like he's about 40-something years old. I know it's a drive-by, but, yeah, I got Deontay Wilder, round three knockout.
Matt, it seems like no matter what Wilder does, he's going to receive backhanded compliments. He gave him so many compliments. He says he looks like he's 47 years old. I'm out.
I know, man. It's so hard.
Hurricane Ray in Miami.
Man, it's been a minute, though. What's going on?
Chilling, man. Just glad to see you still around.
Yo, man, I have to, you know, I'm in the trenches, man. I've been in the shadows of listening to the voice, you know what I'm saying? And I'm happy about this fight, yo. I'm kind of torn in between the two because I like the fighters from Miami. But I think you got to give credit to the Wilder when he wins this fight, man. This guy's not a joke, man. Not to be taken lightly, and that's my call, man. PPV.
All right, brother. Well, thank you for calling in Hurricane Ray in Miami. We're going out to the 479-479-685, 479-685, first-time caller.
Yeah, man. So I pretty much.
We're going to play this first time caller intro. And after we do that, you got to let the world know your name, where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
Yeah, you can make.
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, you can make your debut now. You can tell us your name and where you're calling from.
All right, man. My name is Maurice. I'm calling from Little Rock, Arkansas, man. And I had to call in because I keep hearing everybody saying, Ortiz is too old. So he too old to take a fight, but he not too old to take PEDs. I got Wilder by vicious knockout, man. Third round. That's all I got to say.
Maurice, thanks for calling in, my friend. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel. This is our second spontaneous show today. You want to be subscribed. You just never know when we go live. To everybody listening to this on YouTube, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, iHeart, wherever, drop us a 5-star review. Let the world know that this is the best and your favorite boxing podcast in the world. And while you're over there on YouTube, might as well hit that thumbs up button. Turn that gray to blue. And, you know, this way we don't be all blue, you know, because I am when there's no thumbs up. Yusuf in H-Town, what up? Houston. Lions Den out
What's
there.
What's going on, baby? Yeah, man, just the Charlo brothers, man, the home of the Charlo brothers. But I'm going to tell you, man, I'm really nervous about this fight, but I know there's not going to be no knockout. They're going to the decision. I say it's going to be a split decision, Wilder. I'm out.
All right. Well, let's get on out to 786-518. 786-518. First time caller.
Hello?
Yes, 786-518. First time caller.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, my name is Cuban.
I would like to, you know, I would like to address or to maybe break down this fight pass fight round.
Are you on speaker?
No.
Well, can you talk into the phone? Tell us your name, sir.
My name is Pablo.
Pablo, where are you calling from?
Miami.
All right, Miami.
I'm Cuban.
Perfect. All right, so we know you're going for Luis Ortiz, right?
No, you know what? I think that it's a 50-55. I see that Wilder can win, you know, with an impressive knockout. But at the same time, I think that is after five rounds, after four rounds, if he doesn't knock out Luis Ortiz, I think that the fight is you know, it's getting over for him. I'm pretty sure that, you know, Cubans adapt very well to some other boxers based on his experience and that kind of stuff. And I think that it's going to be very difficult for him, for Wilder to win that fight if it's not finished very, you know, very early. I wanted to, you know, to say, I think that Wilder has an orthodox way to fight, and it's, you know, I think that is going to be very difficult for Ortiz, based on the right hand, but, you know, boxing, Wilder does in half a chance, that's for sure. Ortiz is going to put some traps there and feints, that kind of stuff, and try to hit him. And I don't see Wilder to be prepared for that.
Well, all right. Listen, Pablo, I hate to cut you short, but this is a drive-by show. I know this is your first time calling in, so I'll let you know in Spanish, let you know que somos dominicanos, somos latinos aquí también, y quería dejarte saber que, tú sabes, estamos en drive-by, so nada más te podía dar 30 segundos. Te di más que 30, te di un minuto, pero suscríbete para que pueda llamar en el próximo programa. Let's go out to the 541-841-801. 541-801, first time caller.
Hey, this is Roger from Washington.
Roger in Washington, talk to us.
Hey, man. Yeah. I think Wilder's kind of a bad boxer. He's not really all that good. I think Ortiz is getting overlooked a lot, and I think he's going to put him away in seven rounds. He's going to be too sharp. His countering is going to be too good.
So Ortiz in seven.
Yep.
All right, Roger in Washington, D.C. Hey, Sunday's Crow Day, my friend. Don't forget to call in 205-577. 205-577, first-time caller.
Yeah, this is Sam in Birmingham, Alabama.
And Sam, what's going on?
For Deontay. Yeah, Deontay's going to pull it out. He'll beat him with them long arms like he always does. Half his punches, it looks like he hits him with his elbows, not his elbows, but his wrist, you know, when he gets wild. But I think he'll pull it out. We're all pulling for Deontay in this neck of the woods.
Well, all right, Sam. Thanks for calling in, brother. Don't forget to subscribe here to the channel, or get us a notification on Blog Talk so you get a notification or an email every time we do go live. We're going out to Dallas. We got Paul on the line. Talk to us, Paul.
Hey guys, how you doing?
I'm good, brother.
Yeah, I wanted to address a few things. Number one, I think the guy working with you, Mark, needs to get his facts right. Wilder fights down to his competition. And Wilder is fighting somebody he considers a threat. Wilder fights more disciplined. So Washington, the fight against Gerald Washington, Wilder was coming from two surgeries. So, and he changed opponent 3 or 4 weeks before as well. So he was obviously cautious coming into that fight. Those are the facts. So you don't need to make up stuff about what Wilder is. Wilder is not the perfect boxer. No one is. But I just want to put that out there. And Duarte was beaten pillar to post by Wilder, beaten completely. The fight he struggled with was Eric Molina and Stoker. Those are very clear. Wilder was losing the first 3 rounds to Washington. I get that. But it's a marathon, not a sprint. It's a 12-round fight. So let's stop making excuses as if Wilder needs to win every round. I want to point that out. I think Wilder came seeming too small on the scale, in my own opinion. But I feel like he's going very careful the first few rounds. He's probably going to knock out Ortiz within what we call 4 or 5 rounds. Now, they're putting down Ortiz all of a sudden. This is the same Ortiz that AJ avoided like a plague. Anyway, AJ avoided Ortiz last year. Now, within last year to this year, Ortiz is suddenly old. What kind of bullshit is
that? Paul, I get you, man. I know you're mad at trying to say he's old from 1 year to the next. It is drive-by. I didn't want to hit you with the cutter, but you know what time it is. We're going out to the 205-205-219. First-time caller.
Yo, what's going on, man? This is JP out of T-Town. It's Title Town. We all just left along with my boy, man.
JP in Title Town. What's going on, Al? That's Tuscaloosa there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my man. Like I said, I've been on Deontay before all this. Like, I was one of the first ones. He set up and told me what he wanted to do. I believe him. It's a drive. It ain't got nothing to do with the ability, the skill level. It's the drive. It's the hunger. I'm telling you, it's always been there. Ain't nobody stopping him. I predict if Ortiz come out fast, second round knockout, because he going to read him. And hell, the dude that he just fought, that Ortiz just fought, was getting all the right hand he wanted, straight down the middle. I mean, they got to do it, but go back and look at the fight, man. So, just being for real, my boy taking it home. Man. He come out early, going down in 2. I give it the 5, though.
All right, Jay, all the way in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Thanks for calling in. I'm sure Deontay appreciates the support. We're going to one of our own here. Do I have it? Shit. Why is that?
You don't have.
What's good, Boss? Your voice. What's up, Ness? What's up, Matt?
What up?
I've been talking a lot of shit about this fight. I got some bets going on. I got a few bets going on. And I've been talking a lot of shit. And there's a part of me that want to stay quiet because I know Ortiz can scrap. And that shit might backfire on me. But guess what? I'm not shutting the fuck up. I go with my nigga Bomb Squad. Third round knockout, baby. And that's my call.
Bomb Squad! 848-247, 848-247, first-time caller.
Yo, Ness, what's up, man? Calling from Tyrone, calling from Jersey.
Tyrone in Jersey, what's going on, brother?
Not much, chilling, man. Look, man, I think this is really a 50-50 fight, man. I think, you know, Wilder, he has a sharp 1-2. You know, when that thing comes, it comes quick, straight down the middle. And then, you know, if that right hand lands after that jab is thrown, it's boom, good night. But on the other hand, Ortiz has been known to be a decent, good counterpuncher. And I think if that left hand lands on Wilder's 10, it could be so happy. You know, Wilder's hurt in the past. So we'll see, man. But I'm going to go with Ortiz. I'm going to go with Ortiz by stoppage.
All right, brother. Well, thanks for calling in. Listen, I want to remind everyone that we put in a lot of work. We went to Tuscaloosa, Alabama. As Jay said, we were in T-Town, the home of Deontay Wilder, the Bronze Bomber. He allowed us in there to do our own version of One Name, One Face, One Champion, the documentary. 2 parts are out, episode 1 and 2. And later on tonight, we will be dropping the final episode. I don't know if, Matt, you noticed.
Of course I noticed.
It's in the back end, dude. So don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel, ladies and gentlemen, so you can get that notification once we drop the final episode a day before the big fight. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you are subscribed. We're going out to Brooklyn, 347, New York City, 347-426, 347-426. Talk to me. Who's this?
DJ Root 69. What's up, brother? What's up? What's up, Ness?
What's up, brother?
Matt? Make sure, hey, Ortiz gonna win by unanimous decision in the 12th round. And don't forget, Ness, don't forget you're gonna eat some jerk crow. Oh, curry crow. Pick your choice for tomorrow.
Ooh.
I mean, for Sunday. You understand, Bridget?
Yo, could you say that name one more time for Matt? Crow. DJ
Roots 6ix9ine, baby. You know what it means, you know what I'm saying? Woman and man combination.
Roots 6ix9ine.
Queens, you know what I'm saying?
Rewind.
DJ Roots 6ix9ine. Yeah, man. Yeah, the thing's set. Our team's going to win tomorrow by unanimous decision. The judge is going to give him that win. It's fixed already. Trust me. Eddie Earn fixed that already.
All right, or brother. Unfortunately, Luis Ortiz, no bad man. Bad man, Deontay Wilder, my friend. Yo, we're going to go out to the 732-425. 732-425. You are live on the Boxing Voice. And are you a first-time caller?
Yo, what's up?
What's up? Who's this? With that low energy.
It's Dan from Brooklyn.
Dan from Brooklyn. What's up, brother?
What's up, man? Yo, I think Ortiz, if he comes in shape, if he's not flabby, he's going to knock Wilder out.
Well, he didn't look flabby. You didn't catch the weigh-in? This is the weigh-in live show. You didn't watch it?
No, I thought he looks sharp. He looks cut. He looks good. But I want to shout out to Soaring Vsai, man. Soaring Vsai, that guy is my man. I that's why I wanted to call. Soaring Vsai.
Man, you need to be subscribed to the channel, bro. We actually did like a live fight chat on that on the standing eight count. I don't know if you know what that is, but you need to subscribe to the channel.
I'm subscribed, man. I keep up.
Well, all right,
thanks,
brother.
Thanks for taking my call, man.
Thank you for tuning in. Listen, Matt, it's that time.
Yes, it is.
Weigh-in's over.
Tomorrow's the day. It's D-Day.
No more ducking.
You better not duck me, no son. More. You better not duck me, son.
Mañana's D-Day. Yeah, you know I mean? Deontay's day. Bomb squad! Sink or swim. Sink or swim. Is either you going to prove to the world that they've been right all along or keep proving them wrong? I'm your host, Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. This has been your Deontay Wilder versus Luis Ortiz live weighing reactions. You got our reaction. Now, give us yours in the comments and on our documentary. It's a three-part series. Episodes 1 and 2 are out. 3 will drop tonight. So subscribe to the YouTube channel and tell a friend to tell a friend. This is the best boxing podcast.
Yo, so what's with you and Enrique always, you know, jacking my quotes? I mean, haters beware, tell a friend to tell a friend.
Whoa, you're crazy if you think tell a friend to tell a friend is yours. You bumped your little head.
I'm Matt the Hipster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc. And like Ness said, check out.
Yo, why is he even shouting that shit out? He can't even do shit for 90 days. You might as well say.
Live shows. I can't do live shows.
Yo, you should be cutting that out and be saying, like, my Standing Eight podcast is on TBV Patreon because, like, you can't do nothing.
All in there. If you let me finish, I was about to plug Standing Eight.
Yo, YouTube shut you down.
No, YouTube shut down my live streaming.
It shut you down.
No, I mean, I can still upload.
They took your shot.
But anyways, you can definitely check out Standing Eight Count on patreon.com/theboxingvoice if you want some more hardcore hipster topics like Sword Rung VZI versus Estrada and more topics as such.
Call me late face with the outro. I don't care. I'm out, though. Just like the lights about to go out on Luis Ortiz, though. Bye.